discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Today we're broadcasting in the middle of a cow pasture. Just because, you know, we felt like it. That first song we heard was called The Martian Hop, classic by the Randells. And we're going to hear a lot of great... Hey. Did you hear that? What's that sound? Sounds like it's getting closer. And closer. What did that look like, Rowan? What was that thing?
UFO.
You think so?
Yeah. It looked exactly like a UFO.
It crashed right over there on the other side of those trees. Should we go look?
Yeah.
Okay. That reminds me of a good song. Here Come the Martian Martians by Jonathan Richman. Imagine if there's Martians in that UFO. I'll put that song on while we go and investigate.
Here come the Martian Martians, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're riding on their Martian bike. And we have to find out right now, what kind of flavor do these Martians like? Here come the Martian Martians, and they're riding on their Martian bike. Well, we have to find out right now, what kind of ice cream do the Martians like? Well, here come the Martian Martians, why staying in such a cheap hotel? Maybe we should help out the Martians. Looks like the Martians ain't doing too well. Martian time, time, time. Well, it's Martian rhyme time. We got a Martian rhyme for Martian, Martian time. And the Martians got notebooks in their little hand. Well, they're strangers in this land. Martian time, it's Martian, Martian time. Well, Here come the Martian Martians. They're trying to fight with rocks and sticks. Don't the Martians know better? Looks like they're up to their same old tricks. Well, here come the Martian Martians. They got notebooks in their hand. What are they trying to write down? I guess they must be strangers in this land. Martian rhyme, rhyme. Well, Martian time, time. Well, you got Martian rhymes for Martian, Martian time. See, the Martians have notebooks in their little head. See, they're still strangers in this land. Martian time, it's Martian, Martian time. Gentlemen, tell them all about it. Martian cake, we better find out right now. What kind of flavor do these Martians make? Well, here come the Martian Martians. There are Martian schoolgirls too. Well, I like the Martian schoolgirls, and I hope they like me too. Martian rhyme, rhyme, rhyme. It's Martian time, time, time. You got the Martian rhymes for Martian, Martian time. The Martians have notebooks in their little head because they're strangers in this. Martian rhyme, it's a Martian time. Me and Curly. Well, here come the Martian Martians. Well, they're baking up a Martian pie. I hope the Martians like me and give some to I. Well, here come the Martian Martians. Well, they're setting up a Kool-Aid stand. Well, where's their financial advisor? Somebody should take him by the head. Martian rhyme, rhyme, rhyme. Martian time, time, time. You got a Martian rhyme for Martian, a Martian time. And the Martians have notebooks in their little hand. They're still strangers in this land. Martian rhyme, it's Martian, a Martian time.
Well, I was driving home last night when I saw the strangest sight. A shooting star passed by, you see, and landed right in front of me. Then I jumped out of my car so I could see the falling star. But to my surprise, I found a little flying saucer had hit the ground. Stepping up a little closer so I could see, a little head popped up in front of me. He had a bent antenna sticking from his head, and then he looked at me and said, the little fella home with me, and boy do we have fun. Why, he's got more tricks up his sleeve than most anyone. He'll raise his antenna and then just disappear, and then he'll read your mind and grin from ear to ear. Why, he can move a Frigidaire by just raising his hand. I'd like to tell everybody, but they just wouldn't understand.
Stop me dead. and roll. I toss a rock and roll. I couldn't understand the thing they said, but the crazy beauty just stopped me dead.
Go to the woods and see if we can find out what that was, that big explosion. Look over there.
What? Oh.
Coming out of the woods.
Aliens.
Aliens? They're marching right past us. What a strange little song. Hey, aliens! Hey, what kind of ice cream do you guys like? Come here. Are you guys really aliens?
No.
Oh, can you say that again? I didn't understand you.
No.
Uh-oh. I don't think we speak the same language. Geez, what are we gonna do? We don't speak your language. Oh, hold on. He's taking out a little gadget. And he's holding it up to his mouth. Oh, maybe that'll translate. My name is Captain Cuckoo. What's your name?
Mr. Alien.
That's a weird name. Hey, I could understand that. Is your name Mr. Alien?
Yes.
All right, that must be a translator. Cool invention. Where did you come from? Are you actually Martians?
We came from the planet Google Goggly Goo.
Oh, Google Goggly Goo. Oh, I thought you were from Mars. Where's Google Goggly Goo?
It's in the middle of the sun.
Whoa. Isn't it hot?
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Wow. What do you guys eat on that planet? Do you eat ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of flavor do you Martians like?
Fireball flavor.
Fireball ice cream. We don't have that on Earth. I think it would melt all the other ice cream in the ice cream shop. Can you take us to go check out your UFO? I mean, your spaceship? Can you identify it for us so we don't have to call it a UFO?
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, while we walk over there, let's listen to some more alien songs. We do a radio show here on Earth called the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Oh, but what are bananas?
Okay, well, they're yellow, and they kind of are bent, and you peel them, and then inside, tastes yummy. And sometimes they're cuckoo. Do you have any of those on Googleplexian?
No.
No. Oh. You know what? We gotta find you a banana before you guys leave again. Okay, take us to your spaceship.
From that moon cuckoo, say goodbye, Martian moon. Flying creatures from that moon cuckoo. Don't say goodbye, Martian moon. All the little cuties from that moon cuckoo. Don't say goodbye, Martian moon. Don't say goodbye, 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 moon cuckoo.
Every time you see me, you Earthlings turn and run. I don't know what your problem is. I'm really super fun. I'm a Martian, not a great white shark. I'm a Martian. I play frisbee in the park. Come over to my party. It's not that long a trip. You'll be glad you made the journey for my 7-layer dip. I like sharing cheese pizza. You see, I'm not so bad. Do you like little puppies? I make them in my lab. I'm a Martian. I hold for you no ill will. A Martian! Does someone need a chill pill? My name's Marvin, I'm a Martian. La 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 lee, la la lee lee loo. Let's share a lemon soda and talk about our feelings. But don't insult my helmet, cause then I'll hit the ceiling. I got a laser! And it's pointed at your planet. It's my laser! So don't take me for granted. I'm a Martian! Boom shakalaka. I'm a Martian! Shakalaka. Boom.
2 dozen Martians came down to Earth and landed quite near my house. They planned to bring the world to its knees with a weapon by Leader Klaus. You'd better watch out for Klaus. Back on the Martians invented a weapon quite deadly in spite of its size. And galloping Klaus at the head of the band was planning a big surprise. You'd better watch out for your.
Thank you.
this is your spaceship?
Yes.
Wow. Do you think we could go inside?
Yes.
Oh. Cool. So many buttons.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ollie, don't touch any buttons. Ollie! Stop pressing buttons!
That's gonna take off.
What? He started the ignition sequence?
Yes.
Oh no! Where are we going?
To Planet Google Goggly Goo.
To Planet Google Goggly Goo Goo? Is that close to your planet?
This is our planet, that's our planet.
Oh, wow. Okay, can I be back before supper time?
Maybe.
Brother. Is it a long trip?
No, not very long.
Okay. Well, can I turn on the radio?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we listen to some songs about, guys who fall in love with aliens while we're traveling to your planet?
Okay.
All right. So we'll listen to that on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Alien Edition.
I was strolling through the park one night and oh, I felt so blue when I heard a little voice say, turned around to look, and to my surprise, a little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see, she said,
"Mr. Earthman, will you please marry me?"
I said, "Why, no, I couldn't do that. Well, that just wouldn't be right. 'Cause you and me and you, we don't even look alike. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
all the better to see. I can really rock and swing, 'cause I've got more of everything. Oh, Mr. Earthman, will you marry me?"
Then I said, "What will people think when we go strolling by? Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. And they'd put you and me in jail, there we would be. And the people, they'd come from miles around just to look at you and me. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
this is what I'll say.
What'll you say? What'll you say?
Hey, big girl, take me to your ladder. I'll be your leader later. 'Cause nothing on the moon could be greater than a woman who's 20 feet tall, with beautiful arms as big as trees. The top of my head is below your knees. So take me to your ladder, I'll see your leader later. I have heard that there are men who are 3 feet tall, a living on the moon. Take my spaceship and land on the moon someday. Oh, this is what I'll say.
What do you say? What do you say?
Hey, shorty, you take me to your ladder. I'll see your leader later. 'Cause nothing on the moon could be greater than a woman who's 20 feet tall, with beautiful lips like a red, red rose. In your shins when I'm on my toes. So take me to your ladder, I'll see your leader later. Take me to your ladder.
Well, I just got back from a Sputnik ride. I've been to the moon on the shady side. I met the gal gonna make my bride. She's 9 feet tall and only 1 inch wide. Satellite city, pale green lady. You're from the shady voodoo moon. Outer space beauty, cosmic cutie. Tell me, can you hear your spaceman croon? I'll dig you later at the crater. Talk to your papa by the crater side. I said, I want Sadie, that'll be my bride. Well, he looked at me with his three green eyes and said, eagle grip, slim grip, 1 inch wide. Satellite Sadie, pale green lady, you're from the shady voodoo moon. Outer space beauty, cosmic cutie. Tell me, can you hear your spaceman croon? I'll dig you later at the crater. Hesitate, you know that I want to set the date. I need your baby standing by my side, even though your side is only 1 inch wide. Satellite city, pale green lady, you're from the shady voodoo moon. Outer space beauty, cosmic cutie. Tell me, can you hear your spaceman croon? I'll dig you later at the crater.
Let's go,
let's go,
blast off,
blast off.
Countdown,
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, look at that, we're flying past the moon. Is there any aliens that live on the moon?
Yes, there's a few.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all those old songs were right. There's men on the moon?
Yes.
Wow, what do they look like?
They look like squids with three eyes, maybe like a dog head, and lizard claws.
Ugh, I'm glad I've never seen the squid dog lizards from the dark side of the moon.
Here comes a flying saucer, flying out of the moon. Here comes a flying saucer.
Well, Jack, we all are doomed.
My, you better run. Sun is the man from the moon. You better jack. Jack is the man from the moon. You better blow.
Joe is the man from the moon. You better run, is the man from the moon. Yes, you better run. Sun is the man from the moon. You better jack. Jack is the man from the moon. You better blow. Joe is the man from the moon. You better run, is the man from the moon.
Well, well, we were walking down the street.
My.
Something shabby appeared. Good thing we had our sneakers on.
Yeah, they really got out of there. You better run. Sun is the man from the moon. You better jack. Jack is the man from the moon. You better blow. Joe is the man from the moon. You better run. Is the man from the moon.
Well, looked to a building.
My.
Not much time to spare. Whatever it is that's chasing us
came whirling through the air.
Bye.
Better run.
Bye-bye.
Sun is the man Bye-bye. From the moon. You better jack.
Bye-bye.
Jack is the man
Bye-bye.
From the moon. You better blow.
Bye-bye.
Joe is the man
Bye-bye.
From the moon. You better run. Is the man from the moon.
Well, look out my window.
My.
See if it was clear.
Oh.
Slammed and locked my window.
Why?
Never had a tree out there.
Yes, you better run.
Bye-bye.
Sun is the man
Bye-bye.
From the moon. You better jack.
Bye-bye.
Jack is the man
Bye-bye.
From the moon. You better blow.
Bye-bye.
Joe is the man
Bye-bye.
From the moon. You better
Bye-bye.
Run. Is the man from the moon.
Look out, Jack, it might be the thing.
Buck Rogers can never put me down, even though he's been around. 'Cause when I was out walking late last night, I looked up and saw a most astonishing sight.
I'm a fellas from
and that's no jive, it was live. I said to it, what's happening, man? Like, where's your body, your feet, and your hands? It said to me,
don't throw a million, but where I come from, this is it. Just a
that cat was cool, like a ghoul. I said to him, do you know what you're missing? You can't get hugging along with your kissing. Just a face, that can't be too hot. When you hold your baby close, you hold her close to what? And you can't wear a boat neck sweater or dirty tennis sneakers, man. There's nothing better. And when everyone is dancing and the music really goes, what can you do? Wiggle your nose.
I'm a fellas from Hawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawawaw so I'll get a body. I'll take the one you got.
I felt kind of funny, and when I looked down, sure enough, there was nothing from my chin to the ground.
Now
is very strange to me. The way they talk, the way they walk, is silly as can be.
They do not do like me and you, but they don't give a whit.
They've won their fame and much acclaim by just the opposite.
Well, just last night the moon was bright, so I got out of bed. And then a face from outer space looked down at me and said, Bingo, you're where no we.
Bingo, you're where no we.
Do you think we ever see we?
Do you think we ever see we?
Percy Pokey, Pope or not we?
Percy Pokey, Pope or not we?
Boy, you then get more away.
Boy, you then get more away. Jabbering about.
Then after a while I saw him smile. I knew I found the key. For every word that I had heard
was in reverse C-U.
You see?
So now I'm wise. It's no surprise that backwards I should get. And every line just turns out fine when we sing this duet.
Cool. I think I can see it outside the window. Did you know that actually there was one alien that did land on Earth a long time ago? We called him Elf, A-L-F, Alien Life Form, and we even gave him a TV show. On Earth. Did you guys ever get that on your planet, that show?
No.
Oh. Well, in the 80s, everybody loved Elf. But that wasn't even his real name. On his planet, his name was Gordon Shumway. And he told us so much about his own home planet that we made a cartoon about it here on Earth, too. Do you want to hear the song from his cartoon?
Yes.
It's very catchy. Let's give it a listen while we're preparing for our landing on your planet.
Okay.
Tabby Paw Pie for me before bedtime.
Last night I met a man from Mars, and he was very sad. He said, won't you help me find my girlfriend, please? So I asked him, what does she look like? And the man from Mars said, she's 8'2", solid blue, 5 transistors in each shoe. Has anybody seen my gal? Lucite nose, rust-proof toes, and when her antenna glows, she's the cutest Martian gal. you know she promised me recently she wouldn't stray. But came the dawn, she was gone, 18 billion miles away. Her steering wheel has sex appeal, her evening gown is stainless steel. Has anybody seen my gal? How I miss all the bliss of her sweet hydraulic kiss. Has anybody seen my gal? Lovely shape, custom built, squeeze her wrong and she says tilt. Has anybody seen my gal? She does the cutest tricks with her six stereo ears. When she walks by, spacemen cry, especially when she shifts her gears. If she's found, run like mad, put her on a launching pad down at Cape Canaveral. And shoot me back, my cutie, my supersonic beauty. Send me back my Martian gal.
When two lovers up on Mars drive beneath the stars, they will dance and form a ring while they clap their hands and sing. He'll say on her nose he'll place a ring, and together they will sing.
On planet Earth.
What part?
All of me. Oh, are we entering your planet's atmosphere now? I feel the pull. We're going into your gravity orbit. Down, down, down we go. Is it going to be hot down there?
Kind of. In the spaceship, it can go through fire, so not very hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're hot right now. Is Google Goggly Goo hot, though?
A little bit. It's kind of warm.
It sounds nice. Oh! Okay, can we go outside now? Oh, wait, can I breathe on your planet?
Yes, maybe.
I'm going to wear this special helmet just to make sure, just in case. Maybe When we go outside, I can take it off. Okay, here, I'll put it on. Okay. I'm going to open the door. Let's go look at your planet. Ooh. It's a wonderful jungle.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I know.
What do you call those birds?
Lunga-doo-doo-bad-eeyore.
Lunga-doo-doo-bad-eeyores. They're wonderful. I think I can hear two of the birds talking to each other.
Yes, they talk.
Wow. It's wonderful. It almost sounds like music.
Porcupines.
Thank you.
Will the Banana Bros make it back to Earth? Tune in next week for the thrilling conclusion of Cuckoos in Space!